Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the Mapleton Sailors were on the court last night taking on Crow. J.J. Neese led all scores for Mapleton with 15. 11 of those came in the fourth quarter. J.J.'s brother Nate followed with a double-double with 13 points and 11 rebounds as Mapleton defeated Crow 40-33. The Mapleton girls also won their contest against Crow last night. Heather Wyricks led the girls with 11 points and 6 rebounds. The Sailors had 19 steals but did turn the ball over 26 times. Final score 28-21 Mapleton. The Oregon Ducks fought back and forth with Arizona last night in Eugene. The battle went to overtime where the Ducks eked out a one-point victory 74-73. The Ducks' Will Richardson led the Ducks with 21 points. Peyton Pritchard and Chris Duarte followed with 18 and 17 respectively. The ASU Sun Devils edged out the Oregon State Beavers last night, 82-76, in Corvallis. The Arizona schools changed cities and opponents, with the Ducks taking on the visiting Sun Devils Saturday evening. Pregame on KCST is at 7 o'clock. Tip-off is at 7:30, while the Wildcats move on to Corvallis Sunday for a 7 p.m. tip-off. Pregame on KCFM is at 6:30. On the boards, it's tournament time action for Siuslaw as the Vikings compete in the Sky-M Skyline crossover tourney at Marshfield High School today and Saturday. The Viking boys are on the hardwood at noon against the North Valley Knights. Tomorrow they will face Mazama. Lady Vikes are in Phoenix for the Sky-M Skyline crossover tournament, taking on the Pirates at 7 o'clock this evening, while they face Valley's Knights on Saturday at 11 a.m. Siuslaw wrestlers face the Bulldogs for a second time this week. Tomorrow they square off on the mats at Sutherland High School for tournament competition. Women's college hoops tonight. Oregon is on the road to face Arizona State Sun Devils at 5 o'clock in Tempe, while the Oregon State women are in Tucson to take on the Arizona Wildcats at 1 o'clock. That's Coast Radio Sports for Friday, January 10th, 2020.